Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're going to talk about Herschel Walker. For the most part, I have kind of ignored his campaign. His statements, they haven't been policy statements. He's basically kind of been doing stand-up comedy routines as he goes around, so there wasn't much to talk about. However, he said something that definitely found its way under my skin. So we're going to kind of go through a concept real quick. He was doing an interview, and he was asked what he thought about those young people, specifically defined as those born after 1990. You know, the people who had grown up with the computers and the internet, those who want to change America. And he said that he answered this question by saying that we haven't done a good enough job of explaining to our kids that, well, they haven't earned the right to change this country because there are people who had died, who gave up their life for the flag, the national anthem, and freedom. Now, I have other videos with commentary on that sentiment. Short version, I'm of the belief that nobody has ever died for the national anthem. They died for the people around them, their friends. That's why they died. And incidentally, I have a few friends who have prosthetics. They don't all know each other, but if you were to bring them all together, it would look like one of those almost impossibly diverse friend groups from a TV show, you know, where they try to represent everybody. That's what it would look like. They don't have much in common, except for the fact that they all got those prosthetics when they were in their early 20s. When you picture an American KIA, do they have gray hair? They don't, right? They're young. They are young. In fact, while I have never seen a statistic that covers all of America's wars, I've seen the average age for the individual wars. And there's not one that is, in the age group that has earned it. There's a whole lot of people who will always be 19 or 24. The younger crop, they have every right to try to change this country because they're going to be the ones who pay the price if it doesn't change. They might be at the whim of somebody who would invoke the actions of people of their age group while saying that their interests don't deserve to be represented. And incidentally, if you're ever going to ask a question like this, I would point out another way to say those who grew up with the internet would be those who grew up with an almost unlimited access to information. Maybe they want to change things. Maybe they have different ideas because they're better informed. They have absolutely every right to exercise their right to vote. Now, as far as how this is going to impact the election, I'm not sure I would have made this statement if I was a politician in a state with as many military installations as Georgia. I'm fairly certain Herschel Walker is not going to pull the area around Columbus now. They have a very vested interest in creating a better future. Instead of trying to hang on to some idealized version of the past that never existed anyway. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.